You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To win football games for, obviously, for the Bills, for our fans. And we're going to give them everything we got, but it's something I'm going to learn from and make sure, you know, it's a correct move forward.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. Futures Day. We'll get some player futures across the NFL coming up in our next hour. Also, a great guest to join us later today. BJ Cunningham, about 20 minutes, college football from the Action Network. Jason Scott, VP of Trading at BetMGM at 10:40 Eastern. And Jason Logan, covers.com, joins us at 11:20. So a ton of football to talk through today. Right now, though, if we heard Ken Dorsey describing why he flipped out on Sunday, it's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
I am still not sick of that Ken Dorsey tantrum. It was fantastic.
No. I mean, so good.
I loved it.
Did you guys hear McDermott yesterday? Oh my gosh, this political correctness. My ridiculous. That was if I'm a Bills fan, didn't you love every second of that?
Yeah, what did he say?
Yes, there was nothing wrong with it. He's passionate. He doesn't want to lose. That's how I feel when I lose a bet sometimes. I want to act like that. We've all been there, including Tom Brady.
Yeah. I was let me pull the exact quote. But it was just like toeing the line of, yeah, we love the we love how animated he is, how invested he is. Here it is. Ken and I talked about it. I think it's something that we've got to keep our poise. I love the fact that he cares so much. I think that says a lot about him as a coach. That said, it's important we as leaders keep our poise. The game was over. What? Who cares?
Okay. Now I do agree with the point that the coaches have to keep their composure during a game. Like, that's the second quarter. That's ridiculous. But the game was over. Like,
yeah,
it didn't matter anymore. You're not ruining the next play. Now you're ruining headsets. You're breaking equipment.
He's also not on the sidelines, like, losing his cool. And, like, the players are, like, going to pick up on it and lose their cool. Like, they can't see him. And let's not – I'm sure stuff like this happens behind closed doors that we don't know about. Do we think that everyone's calm, cool, and collected 24/7? No. But I love what Tom Brady had to say about the Dorsey tantrum.
Bills are always trying to do what you do, aren't they?
That's right. Oh, and geez. I'm not the only adult in the entire league that's throwing temper tantrums. So thank you, Ken, for taking me off the hook.
Jim Gray. I'm amazed at what Brady has done for Jim Gray's career. Like, do you realize the only reason that Brady does that Westwood One interview is because Jim Gray got the deal in to do it with Brady? It's amazing. Like, what
Jim Gray's friends with his family. They're family friends. It's like, it's a whole thing.
How? Can you imagine them hanging out? Isn't that a weird scene?
I guess maybe it's his dad's friend. Maybe like they're his dad.
I don't know how it's worked.
It is weird. And they're always the most awkward. Like, I mean, this podcast seems like it's a little more like opened up and it's not as stale or kind of, you know, it's just weird. But the interview they do on Westwood One during Monday Night Football, it's the worst thing on radio every week.
Oh my God. It is so bad. And it's so awkward. Yeah.
I hate it.
I know. You hate it?
I want to know.
Would it be like right on right after your show?
I want to know the last time Joe G had threw a tantrum, because I feel like out of all of us, he seems to be the most like even keel.
You think?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
What really upset you? Like, sometimes we'll get strong opinions, like things in sports that bother you, but that's our job. But like in real life, like, what sets you off?
I don't nothing? Know. Nothing really.
Nothing. There's nothing that goes around that the kids do or at the house, stuff that happens that annoys you.
Screaming or loud. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has those moments. But like, Not like Ken Dorsey.
But like you're not throwing things at the wall.
I feel like Joe G is just like that slow build-up guy where like you just see him, he's like scratching at the table. Like it's just like little ticks start to build. And he's like, I gotta go. I gotta go first. And then he walks away for 5 minutes, goes to like his rage room and comes back. Hey guys, what's up? What's going on? And he's right back to his normal.
Get it all out.
What's happening in the rage room?
That's an Always Sunny in Philadelphia bit.
I want that video. Yeah, I could see it.
Do we need to talk about softball? Because my phone was blowing up during the game. At first I was like, what game are they talking about? And then I realized what was going on. I thought I was missing out on something. You would have thought the World Series was going on the way my phone was going off.
I watched more of the live stream of the Chicago team, the Odyssey team, playing in the championship game against WGN Radio. I watched more of that, I think, than the actual football game. I did have two screens going on, but I was just so invested. See, did somebody hurt Paul on the team? Because he was all in, he showed up twice, he quit, and then he's outwardly rooting against them to lose the championship.
I was saying, like, I mean, we're doing like, first of all, it's like a 25-person lineup, so it's tough to get everyone in. But like, it's like two at bats, I'm there for three innings, and then I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need this. Like, I played sports in high school. Like, I don't need to like, you know, make this
Sweet
some sort of validation
ball,
for
play?
Like. No, I'm just saying, like, it's like some people act like this is the World Series, like every year. And I think I'm good. I don't need that in my life. I acted like that when I was 22, 23 playing softball too. But also, if you're going to be like that, win. If you're going to treat it like a championship in May, you got to win in October.
Hell yeah.
In September.
That's what I'm talking about. And you can't talk trash on social media, on the radio, on, you know, 50,000 watts in Chicago and on the Odyssey app. You can't do that all year and then not show up. And then if somebody says something negative, you're all butthurt about it. You're all in your feelings. Like, no.
Wait, was there that reaction? Like, you got to
pick that up.
Own it and wear it. You got to take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, right now, let Paul cook. Paul's got opinions. Paul's got takes. Let Paul cook right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And when
did you watch any of it, Paul?
I turned it on. I saw it when you told me that the stream was out there, because we weren't sure if you were actually there, which would have been amazing.
No, I
caught like the last.
I was pretty sure he wasn't there.
I was too.
There's no way.
But then I was like, are they streaming this?
There's no way Joe's leaving his basement. Hall of Fame?
Okay. Not on a Monday night to go watch radio softball championship game. It's just like an hour from my house.
To be fair, also it was also a logistical issue. It was a combination of like, all right, going. It was like a 15-minute drive, not that bad. Going, but playing like two at bats, a couple innings, and then like all during the middle of summer. Like I'll be honest, Monday. Like we went a bunch of places this summer. We had weddings. There was Hawaii. There was California. Like. A lot of times it was like getting back from a trip and being like, you know what? I just don't feel like making it out on a Monday night at 9 o'clock. Yeah. So, right. I mean, it was as much that as anything else. But once we were rolling 25 deep and like, which is, I think they should have had two teams, to be honest. Like that's an impossible spot for anyone.
Yeah.
18 B team. That's an impossible spot for anyone. But like, I don't know. Same people are playing the entire game every week and other people are not. And it's like, all right, you know, and then they don't even win. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Now what? See, here's what was so entertaining. Because not only talking all that trash, they get doubled up, Odyssey does. And then there was a post game. The post-game WGN, what? Like on post-game the stream.
Show?
Yeah, they interviewed the winning manager. They talked to somebody.
This is what happens when the baseball teams stink.
Guys, they were talking so much trash. I was, and I'm, you know, I'm friends with like everybody on the Odyssey team, and I'm crying because they were talking mess. They called the championship next year. They're talking about how Odyssey's real quiet over there right now. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
was awesome.
Well, you open yourself up when you talk that much. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Are there any lessons that are going to be learned? Because I feel like, didn't they lose the championship last year? Like, it's going to be
insane. Was it semis?
Or they lost in the playoffs. They lost in the playoffs. So the entire talk was championship or bust.
All I got to say, and I know a lot of people don't care about this. All I got to say is I can't wait till 2 o'clock Chicago time. Because the Parkinson Spiegel show, they're going to open with this. Shane has been talking a lot of mess all year. Shane Reardon was getting dragged on the internet last night, and I have not seen him tweet. He lives on Twitter. I mean, he's Jake's friend.
The most active that Joe O has been in our group chat by a mile.
By a country mile. Were you not laughing your ass off?
Oh, I was crying laughing.
There are Jordan crying memes. Like, yeah.
Because I was picturing you cackling to yourself, too, watching the stream, and that made it so much funnier.
Oh, it was hilarious. I can't wait. I
wonder what the
offense. All right, bringing things full circle really quick. Go ahead.
I woke up to some tweets. Thanks for the support, Joe. I woke up to
if there was a flag things. Football team, if we want to redeem ourselves, I'd be in. That's all I'll say.
Flag football?
Yeah.
What about bowling?
Gotta know where Paul Aspen's lining up for the flag football team.
Under Q-B? Center, where do you think? Q-B three picks, Aspen? Three touchdowns. It's like Cutler-esque. It's go three picks in the first half and then come back and throw three touchdowns in the second half. This has happened on flag football fields across
Chicago. Now, are you a mobile quarterback or are you going to distribute like a point guard? You getting the ball out of your hands?
Oh, yeah, dual this threat. This has just happened until the hammy
across
blows.
Chicago is the cockiest line I've ever heard in my life.
For years and years to come.
Thanksgiving. Sorry, you want Aspen on this
that's
side.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Stack a dollar brought up a really good point. I wanted to bring things back full circle to Joe G because a lot of people were interested in when he Your might throw a tantrum. It's when the store is out of grape nuts.
Yes, that's it. When something I need is not there, I lose my mind in the middle of a store like a child. Tantrum on the floor, screaming and yelling over cereal. That's it.
Oh my goodness. All right, really quick. A lot of teams did their media day. NBA cannot wait to start betting on double-doubles. Greg Popovich, though, he is warning people, do not bet on the Spurs to win the NBA championship.
Don't worry, Pop. I won't be. Joe G. Aaron Oxford, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. BJ Cunningham, Action Network College Football, joins us next.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.